Well, sells them for about a buck each.
Yep, collecting them all. Yep, so we've got him on the phone now. Glenn Berger, how on earth did you get started with this?
When I was 9 years old, I was going by a golf course, and I saw a guy my age stomping in lakes on a golf course and pulling out balls. And I said, what do you do with those? And he said, you sell them back to players. And at 9 years old, that sounded like a great deal. I went through real life, and eventually I found my way to making a living selling used golf balls. Who knew?
Glenn, obviously, I've seen Happy Gilmore, and we all know what happened to Chubbs. He got his hand bitten off by a gator on a golf course. Do you have any dangers down there in Florida? I'm sure there must be some crocs around or some gators.
I saw a nice crocodile about 5 foot today when I was diving in a lake.
And are they protective of the golf balls?
Yeah. They're usually not happy to see me, but they usually stay away. So,
well, have you had any really close calls with gators?
Yeah, somewhere around maybe 8 or 9 years ago, I was working kind of a shallow area, and I felt something suddenly on my back crawling up me, and I tried to run out of the lake, and it was so heavy. I remember getting to the course and looking back and seeing this thing looking at me, and I pulled all my gear off and tried to run a little further, and it was tangled up in my gear, and I looked back, and it made its way back to the lake.
I mean, very interesting. If someone was there trying to putt in for a birdie, and then there's a man with his scuba gear pop up from a lake being chased by a crocodile, you'd be going, sorry, mate, I'm just trying to take a putt here. Can you keep it down?
I might have been some kind of extra monster that no one had ever thought of.
To be able to make a living from it, how many balls would you find a day?
I average about 8,000 balls a day. Today was kind of slow. I got about 5,000.
How bad at golf are Americans? These people are going to start getting it on the fairway. What's going on? How do they get in the lake?
Well, you tell me why I send 300,000 golf balls a year to Sydney.
Oh, really?
Every five months, they send 300,000 balls.
Is this a course or a driving range where people belt it into the river?
No, these are golf courses. And of course, lots of bad golfers.
A lot of bad golfers. Yeah, you it's in your business to make sure people are really, really bad at golf.
Yeah, exactly.
When you take the ball, though, is there ever anyone going, "Oh, thanks, mate. I'll take that back, please."
If you hit the ball into the lake in front of me, I'll give you it back. But if you just said, "Oh, I hit one in the lake before," too bad.
Glenn, what else besides golf balls have you come across? Anything else strange while you've been fishing around? You know, collecting all the balls.
I am up to. Last month, I found my third car. A friend a few years ago, he found a bowling ball in the middle of a lake.
Wow!
And I don't know how that is going to help your shot. And we also get a lot. We have lots of old people here, and they love to drive their golf carts in the water. So I'm always pulling those out.
Brilliant. Well, Glenn, thanks so much for having a chat to us. It obviously fascinated us down here in Adelaide, and yeah, we had to get you on the show.
Okay.